This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The headlines. Army initiates collaboration with state officials of Assam and Manipur to foster efficient cooperation. Meghalaya's Civil Defense and Home Guards Minister Kamingwan Yambon distributes appointment letters to 445 new recruits. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma meets leaders of Mizoram Rubber Society to expand and improve rubber mission. And Centre releases 55 crore rupees to Nagaland under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin. The news in details. The Army has initiated a landmark collaboration with state officials of Assam and Manipur to foster efficient cooperation, cohesion and mutual understanding. Exercise Samanve Shakti 2025 was inaugurated yesterday at Laipuli in Tinsukia district of Assam. This military-civil integration exercise aims at fostering synergy between security forces, government departments and civil institutions to address the region's complex challenges through a unified and coordinated approach. A similar exercise is being undertaken in Manipur from 20th to 30th August through Operation Sadbhavana. The 10-day exercise Samanvay Shakti seeks to further strengthen the bond of trust between the people of Upper Assam and Manipur and the institutions that serve them. The exercise is also aimed at contributing towards preparedness for security challenges and reinforcing national integration. Meghalaya's Civil Defense and Home Guards Minister Kamingwan Yambon distributed appointment letters to 445 new recruits at the department's first ever Rozgar Mela held at his parade ground at Mao Diang Diang, New Shillong yesterday. The recruits include 4 sub-inspectors, 284 guardsmen, 17 drivers and 140 non-combatant employees. Mr. Yambon urged the recruits to uphold service, sacrifice and discipline while strengthening the state's resilience during disasters and emergencies. Commissioner and Secretary Vijay Kumar Mantri lauded the transparent recruitment process. Director M.K. Sangma informed that 233 more personnel will soon be recruited and proposals have been made to strengthen the state disaster response force. Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma held a meeting with leaders of the Mizoram Rubber Society yesterday, during which the proposal to expand rubber mission's second phase by an additional 173 hectares was approved. MIRSO President Rangzuala submitted a report on the proposed activities to be undertaken in villages of Mamed district bordering Tripura and Bangladesh as entrusted by the government. Rubber growers expressed their appreciation of the mission and showed keen interest in further participation. The Chief Minister announced that 100 rubber processing units would be provided with subsidy support to boost production across Mizoram. The central government has released around 55 crore rupees to Nagaland under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin PMAYG scheme, including PM Janman, for the financial year 2024-25. Under the PMAYG scheme, Nagaland has been allocated a target of 48,830 houses, out of which more than 48,700 have been sanctioned and over 36,200 have been completed. The Union Cabinet has approved the extension of PMAYG till 2028-29 for the construction of 2 crore additional rural houses in Nagaland. This was informed by Union Minister of State for Rural Development, Chandrasekhar Pemasani, in the Lok Sabha recently. The Mizoram Commerce and Industries Department organized a workshop on the promotion, development and empowerment of micro, small and medium enterprises in Aizawl yesterday. Chief Secretary Khildira Meena emphasized that MSMEs are more than just businesses, especially in a state where over 50% of the population lives in rural areas. He pointed out that 44% of enterprises registered in Mizoram fall under the MSME category. The Chief Secretary also outlined challenges faced by the sector, including limited infrastructure, lack of market access and regulatory bottlenecks. He reaffirmed the Government of India's commitment to support Mizoram, highlighting the flagship handholding scheme under which loans worth 50 crore rupees have already been disbursed. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, yesterday administered the oath of office to the chairperson and member of Lokayukta at Rajbhavan, Itanagar. Justice Prasanta Kumar Deka was sworn in as chairperson and Sang Funsok was sworn in as member of the Lokayukta Arunachal Pradesh. The Governor advised the chairperson to play a proactive role in promoting transparency, ensuring public accountability and combating corruption. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main, Cabinet Ministers, senior officers and other officials were also present on the occasion. Member of the Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council from Lawan Moprem, Ricky Sholai, met Meghalaya Tourism Minister Paul Ringdor yesterday to raise concern over large-scale tree felling for the Shillong Ropeway project. He urged the minister to conduct a joint inspection with Durbar Shnong and other stakeholders. Minister Ringdor reportedly agreed to the request. The MDC claimed that several trees have been cut and a catchment area lies close to the project site. The ropeway project is already under scrutiny, with the PIL pending before the High Court challenging the tree felling. 2 days after clashes between people at Maikuli in Ribhoy along the Meghalaya-Assam boundary, the district authorities and Jirang MLA Sosthenes Sothon visited the village to listen to the residents' grievances and seek peace. Deputy Commissioner Abhilash Baranwal, SP V.S. Rathore, Magistrate Eric Dakar and other officials were also on spot. The villagers highlighted the hardships faced after dismantling of Assam State Electricity Board poles sparked the conflict, urging urgent intervention. The MLA directed the DC to file a formal report to the government and assured of personally pursuing the issue with the Chief Minister. The Nagaland University and the University of California, Santa Cruz, recently co-hosted the Ecologies of Care workshop in Cohima, focusing on indigenous philosophies, environmental change, and collaborative dialogue. Professor Tiatoshi Jamin highlighted the lack of indigenous archaeologists and emphasized the significance of ancient oral tradition of passing folklore. The event featured the launch of Naga Lithic Worlds exhibition featuring Naga stone artifacts. Over 150 participants engaged in the discussions on Naga storytelling, burial practices, songs, language, salt production, pottery, and more. The Meghalaya government has intensified its anti-narcotics drive, with the anti-narcotics task force seizing drugs worth over 4 crore rupees and arresting several peddlers last week. Since August 2024, detention orders have been issued against 5 repeated offenders. Their bank accounts and those of their families have also been frozen. The government also plans to form a territorial army for Meghalaya, relocate hawkers in Shillong by November, launch a 220 crore rupees Sora tourism project, develop a heritage resort at Lao Sothun, and commission a film on Uttarot Singh CM. The Ribhoy District Police yesterday arrested 5 leaders of the HNYM for extorting money from tourist taxis entering Meghalaya carrying non-tribal passengers, including tourists. All these passengers had valid documents and had been cleared to enter Meghalaya by the anti-infiltration checkpost Barnihat. The police said that apart from extortion, these antisocial elements were also harassing and physically assaulting the drivers and passengers. The arrested persons were produced before the district court even as investigations continue, Senior Superintendent of Police Ribhoy Vivekanand Singh Rathore informed. The 34th Manipuri Language Day was observed yesterday in commemoration of the inclusion of Manipuri language in the 8th schedule to the Indian Constitution on the 20th August 1992. On the other hand, Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla inaugurated the Lamangdong Women's Market, locally known as Ima Kaithal, at Bishnupur District Headquarters yesterday. On the occasion of National Scientific Temper Day, the India March for Science Agartala Organizing Committee organized a science march in the city yesterday. The day is observed in memory of scientist Narendra Dabholkar, whose martyrdom is commemorated as National Scientific Temper Day across India. During the march, demands were raised for effective action to combat global warming and climate crisis, promotion of scientific outlook among the public, increased government funding for education and basic research, and enactment of anti-superstition legislation. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.